Dusk and the Holy Men. So the pilgrimage of the day goes on. Lunch, as a rule, is the main meal of the day, and is taken before noon. Most Hindus are vegetarian, and the usual diet of boiled rice or wheat cakes with a sauce of spiced lentils and a little vegetable and seasonal fruits will seem just right to you. Now the sun is at its hottest, the burning rays beat down, and everyone moves slowly and feels drowsy. In India, it used to be said, only mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the noonday sun. And so, for all who can manage it, a rest period is in order. Then back to work again. Late afternoon is a favorite time for chatting and visiting friends. Boys and girls can play, and in villages where mechanical toys can hardly be found, they are happy with marbles or the simplest hoops or sticks. At dusk, the temple bells begin to ring, and as they pass the temples on their homeward way, the people feel again the urge to enter, bow, say a prayer, or offer a sweet ripe mango or a fresh coconut. The most earnest Hindus, and they are many, will use this hour to read from the Gita or Bhagavatam, or meditate. Very often when a Hindu sits for thinking of God, he takes from his pocket a rosary, string of beads. Over and over he repeats a name of God up to many thousands of times. This practice purifies his mind and concentrates it on his ideal. It is called japa. This mantra, or name of God, always includes Om. Om is the earliest and simplest name for Brahman, and is considered the most sacred of all sounds. For these practices, various types of holy men have gathered near the temple now. They are called, in general, sadhus, men who, in search of God, have left their homes and livelihood and will not marry. One, sitting there by the pillar of the temple, wears an apricot-colored robe. His head is shaven. He is a swami or sannyasi, a monk who has taken formal vows in a traditional order. Monks in India very often do not live together, but wander alone from place to place, begging their food and giving to the people the teachings, songs, and stories of Hinduism. Gathering at home again, we must take some part in the evening worship, as in our home there is a shrine. Then we are ready to share the rather light supper which Mother has prepared. Talk and fun end the day. In villages there will often be an evening entertainment, such as a drama or community singing, all organized by the people themselves and connected with the religious heroes and heroines of the land. Once again, before getting into bed, you will bow before the picture of your holy ideal and try to sleep with his name upon your lips.